Every person has to have a team approach. Hospitality is all about a team. There's a lot of work which happens. High proportion of work carried out in hotel, catering industry, depended upon a team, group of staff, not individual effort. Individual effort is a part of the effort of the team. One person cannot do everything in a hospitality industry. One person cooks, the other person serves. The third person clears the table. The fourth person takes the order and gives the bill. It's a team effort. All contribute to the happiness of the customer. Every team member has a defined task. And a happy customer results in job satisfaction. Every team member is dependent on another team member. It's just not a one-person job. Nobody can say, I appointed a hotel manager, the hotel should run its own. Not going to give him staff. Without staff, the hotel manager can do jack. Successful teamwork works on what? A clear line of authority. There's a manager, assistant manager, supervisor, captain, waiter, clear line of authority. Respect for the team leader. If you don't respect someone, you can't work for that person. If you don't have respect for a particular person, you're not going to be able to perform a task for that person. A definite ladder of progression for everyone. This is when you have a clear hierarchy, you have a ladder of progression. Knowledge and skill necessary to perform your job. Assigned tasks. Showing initiative is also another aspect within your team. You have to have sufficient time and stock to complete your task. You have to care for the opposite person in your team because it's a team effort. It's not a competition, it's an effort. You have to create good team spirit. These are essentials. Complete essentials for a successful team. And the task of planning, organizing, directing, and controlling the activities of an organization can be briefly described as follows. Planning. Planning is the process of setting a hospitality organization's goals and objectives to develop the most appropriate strategies to achieving. So you create a goal, objective, and then around this goal and objective, you create strategies. And then work towards achieving them. Then you organize it. They assign specific tasks to individuals within the hotel. Create coordination groups. You do hiring of staff. You do training. You do cross-training. You practice sessions. You're organizing. You're directing. As a hotel general manager, you're motivating staff all the time, you're directing them. Wanting to achieve their little goals so that the goals of the company can achieve. Now, everybody is given a certain goal or a task. Now, they have to achieve their goal in the task. When they achieve their goal in the task, everybody else starts achieving. Then you have to start controlling that. Controlling means what? Monitoring, evaluating, providing corrective measures wherever it's gone wrong. So you can clearly see the entire chain working. So you plan, you organize, you direct, you control. That is what a hotel manager does. Two additional functions of hotel management: work study. The scientific study of human work in all contexts to aiming at optimization, optimum use of present resources, namely workers, machines and materials. Now, I'll give you an example when I say this, what I mean. Now, I've hired somebody for certain talents to work in a certain area. Over a period of time, I've realized that his talents are more useful in a different area. That I realized by a scientific study of all contexts, seeing my resources. And then I use that person in the other area. And I'm not only giving him progression, but I'm also ensuring that his potential is met and his entire talents are used. So I am also doing decision making, identifying problems, and managing, evaluating people, managing alternatives, creating data analysis, making choice, and I'm implementing the decisions I'm making. Competitive environment. There are a few effective barriers to new entering hotels, competing hotels entering the market. Hotel business is extremely competitive. You can't be a monopoly for long. See, Fort Aguada Beach Resort was the first resort in Goa. So it promoted Goa. But it's now there are hundreds and millions of hotels there. So it remained a monopoly for a few years and then monopoly vanished. So it can't be a monopoly for long. There is a lot of competition. There are entry barriers are low. Although it is a high capital centric business, and now with globalization, brands are coming in everywhere. So the competition is very high. And very few have distinctive facilities. Everyone is similar. And it's difficult today to have a competitive advantage in a unique location. That is probably true for a heritage hotel within a village. You may get other hotels there, but the heritage aspect will not come. You have 300 old properties, we're not going to give a 300 old. Today people are making other hotels look like heritage hotels. Look at Jaisalmer. They're new hotels, but they look like heritage hotels. So there's really, it's very tough competition. Training and development is very, very important. It's a key ingredient to success. You don't train, you don't develop. People develop bad habits. So if you train a person one day, he finds a shortcut to do that particular job. But that shortcut in the long run is a bad habit. So if you don't constantly train them, don't constantly develop them, they will develop bad habits. They do the work easier. We are Indians, we know how to do jugaad. And that creates problems for the organization in the long run. Creates problem for guests. Then people start hiding things. So it creates a huge bad habit. So you have to implement, first you have to create a good comprehensive training development program. You have to see what your organization, your hotel requires in terms of training. There are standard training programs also. But what is the more specific thing which you can train and give your staff who then make it to give to the customers? You have to constantly look at training and developing for them to beat customer expectations. Hotels are very high cost, low guest satisfaction. You will find a dissatisfied guest. You will not go one day without a dissatisfied guest. It's natural. Why I say it is natural is you are running a hotel. There is bound to be some error somewhere. It's human business. That will create dissatisfaction. But a dissatisfied guest can be turned into a satisfied guest also. That also gives you a very good opportunity to do that. But if you ignore it, then it creates a problem. Today's day and age, it's a negative review online. That's published to the world. He's not only complaining, he's making sure the world listens to his complaint. My food was served cold. That's all. This hotel serves cold food. He can write it the way he wants to. It can damage the hotel's reputation and your reputation. So unless you have trained employees, proper employees, they're not going to recognize this. They're not going to be able to recognize that the customer is unhappy. And that's when the training comes in, kicks in. What do you say to the customer? How do you turn that unhappiness into happiness? So that the customer is not saying, I was served cold food. But the customer is saying, my food got cold, but you know we had a helpful guy named Ashish who helped and changed the way, got me nice, real, hot food and gave me a good complimentary glass of wine with it for my troubles. So I'm very happy with the service I got. That retains the employee. This gives a good impression of the hotel, retains the customer. But that is when training kicks in. What is that training manual content, comes in? And it creates a good impression of the person who's done the job. The main, hospitality industry has got a attrition rate, a very high attrition rate. Now, HR's main contribution, apart from training development, is also to ensure that there is a high level of satisfaction with the job. Because of the low attrition rates, when a high level of satisfaction, you increase the attrition rates. What do? You spend more time interviewing the person, you spend more time in talking to the person. You put in time to train, develop the person. You make sure that the person in productivity is picked up, speed. You make sure that the person is got a good working environment. Now you can have a chef which is bullying a cook in the kitchen, alienating his staff. Kitchen is not going to function properly. So you ensure that there is good code of conduct maintained. Ensure that every member of the team is satisfied. You keep talking to them. Employees are internal customers. You keep training them, keep bettering them at their job, keep showing them, showing them where they would be next if they continue with the good job. Making sure that there is a ladder which they can climb. Making sure that they reach the supervisor's expectations, giving them the skills which are required. So a lot of hospitality education institutions which will provide you skilled human resources across India, Malaysia, China, Singapore, Hong Kong. The system is there, it's in order. Utilizing this system of education which is already there and creating a band of leaders within your organization is the role of a HR manager. Important competencies which are required for hospitality industry. Managing the guest problems with understanding and sensitivity. Again, it's managing relationships with the guest. Guests have many issues, any issues. The television is hotel can and room can break down. Wi-Fi may not be working in his room. His towel may be a little stained. Anything can happen. Little oversight by someone who's sorting can do anything. So you have to manage the guest problems and understand them. They're just not complaining for the sake of complaining. They're complaining because there's some issue. You have to maintain professionalism. Create ethical standards in the work environment. You have to be poised and have a calm demeanor. You have to demonstrate professional appearances. You have to have brilliant human relationships. That is the key. Professional ethics will come from human relations skills. Communication skills is another key. Both written and orally, you need to be able to communicate effectively and positively. And you always have to have, apart from positive relationship, a positive mental attitude. You have to strive to make a positive working environment, creating positive working relationships, and everything has to be positive. Bad day should not result in you coming frowning and screaming at your internal and external customers. You have to be positive at any point of time. It has interior complexity. Interpersonal relationships are very important, ranked highly among the industrial experts. Effective communications are very, very important. So as a recruiter, when you're selecting candidates, you have to look at these aspects. And like I said, being a team player and having a positive attitude is a must. And a person should be having a positive attitude at all points of time. Positive attitude is something which is not only transferable, but you know, we used to say when we started off in the industry, is when I enter the hotel, the time office, and I punch myself into work, I leave my problems at home. Because if I carry the issues which I have with me into the work I'm doing, I'll never be able to smile at a guest. If I had a bad day, my mother screamed at me, wife screamed at me, I'm in a bad mood. But I cannot carry that mood into my work. As a hotel professional, that is my key criteria. I can't build interpersonal relationships if I am angry at somebody. I can't smile if I am angry at somebody. I have to leave all that behind. And the one biggest challenge of everyone in the hospitality industry is politics. Internal politics and external politics. Happens in every company. Happens here too. There is a very big need for continued professional development. So, an HR person has to ensure that there is always development. Everybody learns every day. I learn every day. I learn by meeting people. I learn by talking to people. I learn by reading. I learn by watching. I learn every day something new. There can be no Mr. Know-all in the world. So that framework of development process has to happen within the set of the organization. Contributions, individual contributions are to be seen and recognized. You have to develop framework. You have to tailor-make it to your staff, kind of staff which you have. You have to ensure that you train and continuously develop these guys, so that they can be effective in their work. Not only effective, they can progress. Not only in their work, they will also progress in their lives. Everything is lifelong learning. You keep learning every day. So this continuous professional development is an important aspect. And learning activities and different associations create different learning activities. But everything has to be thought of. Courses have to be designed. And it's an HR person's duty to do these things. CDP. CPD takes a number of contexts, like I just said, into various activities. It's not a refresher or two course. It's not there. It's a constant learning course. It's a course designed so that your job can be fulfilled, your job specific activities can be done. Not only that, that once you start fulfilling your job activity, your progression also can happen. Your monitoring is done, your mentoring is done. It comprises of on the job training plus mentoring together to make sure that you know you have that attitude and a positive attitude. What does it do? Everything training does is a return on investment. There is always a return on investment. It will always help you run your business better. A trained person is always better than an untrained person. A trained person who is in tune with your company's philosophies and culture is always better than a person who is untuned with it. A trained person will help you run your business better. A trained person who sees opportunities to grow will also create a retention strategy. Training as an incentive also becomes a recruitment tool. A person will not feel stagnated. I have taken as a supervisor, I will remain a supervisor all my life. I get trained to go on. It creates multi-skilled staff, more flexibility and efficiency in the workplace. Creates knowledge transfer. Experience transfer from one person to another. Training is not all about sitting in a classroom. You can train a person by just guiding the person throughout his work. So there are different types, but it gives a lot of investment back. You have to motivate your staff. I have to create role models. You have to be your role model yourself to create a role model. You have to be transparent. You have to have the ability to listen to people, to take other people's opinion in mind, keep other people's opinion in mind. You have to be flexible to that effect. You have to be supporter of people. You have to support people. Your staff has to be supported by you. You have to be a member of their team also. Not only the leader, but also the member and a mentor. And be their champion. Like I said, communication and teamwork are essential skills. So for communication, you have to be clear and precise. You have to be concise, precise, clear. You have to be positive at all points of time. You have to be very helpful. You have to go out of your way. Not only to help your customer, but you have to go out of your way to help your colleague. You have to go out of your way to help your superior. You have to go out of the way to help the person reporting to you. You have to be open to feedback. Unless you are not open to feedback, you will never learn. A person will constantly do the same mistake again and again and again and again if the person is not open to feedback. Have to be open to feedback. You have to be willing to compromise. Like I said, teamwork is all about taking everybody together. Once everybody is together, then it becomes a team. If it is me working against you, then it's not a team. You have to be a good listener. You have to be able to have both your ears open. Listen to people. Listen to people. Support them. Respect them. They may be reporting to you, but they also have knowledge. They have different experiences which you've never gone through. So they have different kind of knowledge than what you have. Be respectful. Be supportive. Have interactions, create opportunities for interaction. Applaud success. Celebrate it with the team. And then when there is team, there is always conflict. When there is conflict, there is always a leader who has to address conflict. So address it promptly. Don't wait. Don't let conflicts rise. Like I said, main problem is internal team dynamics. Internal politics of teams. That is conflict. Conflict resolution is to be done. And when you do all that, what do you do? What happens? When all this is done, what are the results? Improved guest experience because you're training. Well-trained employees. They will provide better care for the customer. You improve productivity because you defined it properly, you motivated them enough, you reduced attrition, you appreciate your employees, they're less likely to leave if you give them a clear path of success and you appreciate them enough and make sure that they're patted on the back all the time whenever they do right. You made the job safer. Because you are less likely to throw away a properly trained employee. And they are also less likely to, leave you. So you give them job safety. Then because you are training them well, you have given them physical safety also. And because you do all this, what does ultimate end result happen? You have enhanced your reputation. Your business is doing better. Because you are taking care of people who are taking care of people. Hospitality is a people's oriented business. If your staff is positive, your customers 99.99% will go positive. That's how it is done. That is what it is all about. So you have to be ensured your staff is the most important thing. Without your staff, you're doing nothing. And if your staff is well trained, well motivated, you will enhance your business. With this, I would like to thank you very much.